Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk to Jamie calling from Delaware. What's going on, Jamie?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, Jamie.
Joe, here we go. Here's a good a little Olympic trivia question for you.
Olympic trivia? Mark Spitz! No. Okay, go ahead. I'm going Vicky
Huber.
Let's
not go there.
Remember Vicky Huber?
University of Delaware. I mean,
Nova.
Nova.
Yes. Delaware.
No, I'm not
Nova.
Saying University of Delaware. I meant I play. She ran and from Delaware.
There you go.
How about Zola Budd?
Oh, well, that was a classic name. Name
Mary Decker.
Mary Decker Slaney. Yes. All right. So, Jamie, I don't think you called Mary Decker Slaney. What's your trivia question?
That was not the question, but that was also a great
1984,
name.
1984, by the way. All right, what's the question?
Who is the first U.S. president to attend the Olympic Games?
That is an interesting question. So I'm going to guess it was here. I'm going to guess a president didn't make the trip. So let's see. L.A. was in, 20-something. So would, a Harding have gone across the country? I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to go with that. Or Coolidge,
why wouldn't why wouldn't a president go to Paris in 1924?
Well, thereabout. I mean, could be. I'm going to go with either Coolidge or Harding. I'm going to go with Calvin Coolidge.
You know, that's a good guess. But John, you were right. Usually it was a hands-off thing. They didn't want to have presidents go there.
Well, what's the answer? What's the answer?
It's Ronald Reagan, L.A.
Wow, in 84.
Wow. Is that L.A.?
Well, you got to remember, it's not here often. I mean, prior to 84, you had Lake Placid in 80.
That's
incredible. So Jimmy Carter didn't even go in 80?
I know.
It's in Lake
incredible?
Placid. I don't know about that fact. This fact might be inaccurate. You tell me our president in 80 didn't go to Lake Placid?
That you did,
I don't know about this fact. I question if you're a real Trebek. I don't know.
No,
all right, Jamie, give me a quick Phillies point. Now, you might be right. Give me a Phillies point, Jamie. What do you got?
He's right.
Well, so for the Phillies point, I think is, and I hate to be kind of the mean guy here, but Bryce Harper, if we can get Vlad Guerrero Jr., who cares about the locker room stuff? It's kind of going back to what the original points were. It's about winning. If these guys want to win, they kind of have to buckle up and be like, oh, well, I don't like Soto. He's not nice. you know, things like that. You know,
that's
I mean,
a dude. You're talking about a whole different. He's talking about a whole different thing. I mean, Jazz Chisholm, who had a good day yesterday, he's not a superstar player.
No.
Okay, Juan Soto was a super. Vlad Guerrero almost won the MVP a couple of years. I mean, these are like great. These are. I mean, I would take one of those types. You're talking about a totally different type of player.
I'm saying if we have the opportunity to get them.
No, I understand what you're saying. I got you, Jamie. Give me an answer. The best Dave ever is which one?
Can we go with Larry David with a last name?
You know what? It's a way to get there.
It's creative.
We said a Dave or a David. Larry David
is a great answer.
David. That's a great answer. There's no doubt. Let's talk to Marie in Springfield. Good morning, Marie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, well, Marie. We got Dave Dombrowski on the clock. We'll see. What's going on, Marie?
Okay, so a couple things. Think about you guys coming into work to do your morning show back in the middle of May when we were on a high with this team.
Yep.
And your mentality coming in the morning. When Joe mentioned the clubhouse, I swear that is the root of the whole cause. These guys, are they going into work smiling? Are they going into work feeling pretty positive and confident about what they can do? They are in a need-to-win situation instead of a want-to-win situation, which is where they were in May and June. I think it's mental.
I don't know that you're right, Marie. I mean, I'll say this. I know it's typical from the outside to assume that things are dramatically different on the inside when a team loses. Sometimes you just lose. I think something went drastically wrong in the Eagles locker room last year. I believe that. But not every downturn has a smoking gun in the locker room or clubhouse. Sometimes you just don't play well.
No, I think they're going in there and they're frustrated.
Well, they're definitely frustrated.
You know, what was it? Who was it that said stay loose and sexy? I don't feel like they're going in happy and loose and wanting to have fun on the field. I feel like the pressure is on them now, and that is taking them off their A game.
Well, part of the reason why they're not loose and sexy is because when you have a collective slump, and I'll call it a slump because that's exactly what it is, from their one through their six hitter are basically slumping other than maybe Schwarber a little bit, then it's hard when you're a player, it doesn't matter how good you are, that it's hard to not think about the fact that you have been not very good. And so it sort of stumbles on itself, and it starts rolling down the hill. I mean, the snowball starts to roll down the hill, get bigger and bigger, until you get a couple of hits, things, you know, you start to relax a little bit, boom, boom, boom. And then I used to think about Bobby Abreu, okay, when he went to like a 0-for-12, which didn't happen very often. All he had to do is flip one out to left field for a base hit, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. And that's, I think, what you're going to see. And at some point, that's going to happen. But sadly, it's happened with like five guys.
Yeah, a lot right now.
That very, very rarely happens.
All right, Marie, give us a great answer for the best Dave ever.
Best answer. You ready?
Yep.
David Ortiz.
David Ortiz is a good answer.
Big puppy.
How about him surviving getting shot a couple years ago?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was wild.
It was sort of brought on by himself.
Yeah.
That whole thing was crazy. So, Ruben, it was referenced last night in the broadcast, and Crocker talked about it primarily after the game. Your squad, 93, had a even worse slump. Now, less long period of time. Phillies right now 21-22 in their last 43. The 93 Phils, who had been riding high, had a stretch where they went 6-14 late June into July. I remember the St. Louis series out there was a disaster. No one could pitch. Schilling got lit up. Dutch was screaming at him. It was horrendous. I remember, here's my recollection. Team eventually gets back here. St. Louis is getting kind of close. Crocker goes 5-for-5 in a game. You guys sweep the Cardinals, and the Cardinals were done. So you can get it back pretty fast. I mean, Ruben, what are the – look, I'm thinking of the natural, you know, when the manager brings in, you know, the psychologist and losing as the disease starts going through the clubhouse. Like, you player, you've been through it, a coach, general manager, how do you snap out of it?
I just think, it's about the big boys stepping forward. Turner was phenomenal for a while.
Yes,
he's been not very good. I mean, for about, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 days. Then you have – Harper, who has, you know, picked up a home run, but he hasn't really hit consistently over the last, you know, several days, those guys will hit. And when they start doing it, they will come out of it.
And, James, you're guaranteeing me we don't have a 2023 Eagles collapse on our hands.
Look, can I guarantee it? Of course not. But, like, I would be incredibly shocked if it plays out.
You
that
do
way.
Know. And I would,
I would be floored.
I would, too. But like, you do know this. At 10-1 with the Eagles.
No, it would be like if
we
they,
did not think they were about to only win one more game.
But we didn't. But at the same time, we talked about that 10-1 a lot differently than we talked about this Phillies team early in the season.
That's fair.
So
now that is fair. Let's listen to how Kyle Schwarber talked about it after the game yesterday. Schwarber, who, you know, I think most people know is the primary leader in the team and to a certain extent team spokesman. Here's Schwarber on the recent struggles of the squad.
That sucks, right? No doubt about it. You know, we're obviously grinding to kind of put it all together. And, you know, I know everyone in here is doing everything that we possibly can to, you know, get back on the right track, right? So, you know, a lot of it's baseball. You know, everyone's the cliche saying baseball, right? But, you know, also, too, it's going to come down to us. And, you know, we're going to keep working and we're going to keep doing what we need to do and go out there, play our brand of baseball and turn this thing around and get back on the right foot.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look, that's obviously the goal and the quest. And in all likelihood, they probably will. But they've been playing bad lately. Now, let's not lose sight of some of the positives. They are still on track totally to win the NL East. I mean, despite the Phillies' struggles lately, the Braves aren't playing any better. The Phillies still are up 8.5 games. Feels like the Phillies lose more often than not lately, and the Braves have gained no ground. I mean, from when it was 10, sure, but no ground really lately. So the Braves keep losing. Now, one thing that is notable, the Dodgers are getting close to the Phillies for the best record in the National League, and the Brewers are getting sort of close to the Phillies for the next best record, which means the Phillies, if they slip behind both those teams, could end up playing the wild card round of the first round. You don't want that. I mean, they could win. The Phillies right now are only 4.5 games in front of Milwaukee. Did you, Ruben, know that before I said it earlier on the show, that the Brewers are getting close?
Yeah, I knew it, but I'm not really all that concerned about the Brewers. I mean, they have a good ball club. and they play great baseball, but talent-wise, and you know, talent for talent, I mean, it's just not as good as the Phillies. It really isn't. Now, the
nor was the Diamondbacks weren't either.
And nor was Tampa Bay with the Eagles until the Tampa Bay smoked the Eagles in a playoff
game. And things have to change. The guys have to make adjustments. There's no question about it. I have to play better baseball because they are not playing well right now.
Yeah.
They're not good.
All right, let's go to Rob in South Jersey. Rob, what's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys?
Quite a bit, actually.
Here's
when you know there's a lot going on. Eagles are having a training camp, and we're barely getting them into the conversation.
And they're hitting.
This is
at practice.
Why is Sean Richie in the books? Put Richie down in South Philly.
The whole year.
Get him down there.
Please.
I love it.
I'd like to see people strike people.
I want to see Trot come out of retirement and strike you.
Wow, that's a little aggressive.
I'm just saying it would be a good visual.
Why do you want to see Trot?
Because you would line up against him in a bang collision.
Sure, that was an everyday, too many times.
Because when I think of training camp collisions and hits, I think of like the days of Trot and John. I mean, there was Chelsea. You remember this? Trot and Runyon got in a fight.
Oh yeah, buddy.
That was a fight.
You know both those guys got in fights all the time.
Yeah, but that one doesn't
surprise me.
All right, Rob. I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
That's all right. I was down there last night, man. And after the Sixers Knicks debacle, and now this, I'm so sick of these. I'm so aggravated more at everything. With the actual Phils, I mean, I'm as frustrated as anybody. I really am. But you kind of just put it in perspective, Joe. I mean, they are still 24 games over 500. This is a really good team. They're going to be there in the end. This is a team, remember, that went to the World Series in 2022, and they dropped 10 of 13 in the middle of September. They're going to hit. The one thing you've been asking on the show, what concerns me, this is something that I don't have any evidence to prove. So I don't, with kids now, I don't get to watch every single game. The one thing that concerns me about this team, when they go behind, whether it's a run, they don't seem to come back. Last year, this
they haven't lately. They did earlier this year. They haven't for a while now.
There was the game against San Diego where they got Robert Suarez, and the Marlins game on a Sunday a couple weeks ago, they were down 4. Besides that game against the Marlins, Joe, they have no victories when they trail after about more than 2 runs throughout the season.
Wow.
That's something that concerns me. With all of that said, I still disagree with you. I think they need bullpen help, and here's why. Because last night you throw it out the window. Wheeler's not going to go 7 runs. Nola, these guys are going to pitch well, the starters. So if they can just give you 5 or 6 good innings come October, and you have Scott, Estevez, Strom, and Hoffman, you need pitching. I said this to you last Thursday. You need pitching come October. These guys are going to hit. They didn't forget how to hit. Everybody, I think with baseball, with every single day on like football, we get it once a week. Everybody wants instant gratification.
Sure, yeah.
And it's not going to happen.
So no, that's fair. Listen, Rob, phenomenal call. Give me the best Dave ever, real life or fiction, for the Green Day tickets.
Has anybody said David Bowie yet?
Yes.
I missed like half hour of the show. I got nobody. I'll say, you know what? Since somebody already took him, I'll say it's David who sucks. David Bell.
he was horrible. I know he was your guy, Ruben, but he stunk. All right.
He didn't stink.
He kind of stunk. Listen, I would have taken Gus Bell.
He stunk?
Gus Bell was probably dead when Buddy Bell, his son, was the father of David Bell.
What if I take Gus Bell over David Bell?
What if I told you he was one of the reasons why we got Jim Thome?
What if I told you you should have benched him earlier than you did?
That was not my call.
All right, Rube, let me get to this with you here because, you know, we are excited, obviously, for Carlos Estevez to be a Phillies reliever.
Yes.
Maybe he's the flat-out closer, maybe
Very
not.
Very excited.
All right.
I love it.
Let me ask you this question because there's one aspect to this I feel like hasn't been examined enough. And tell me if I'm misguided to even bring this forth. 8-year career. So he's got an ERA this year of 2.38. It's the lowest ERA of his career. He's got a career ERA in 8 years, not 3 years or 4 years. 8 years, he's got a career ERA of 4.29. This year, 2.38. Last year, 3.50. Prior year, 3.47. Prior year, 4.38. Prior year, 7.50. That was in 26 games. Ruben, is he as good as people are acting like he is? Because the numbers don't show career consistency. Should I be concerned about that?
Well, I mean, he's not a lockdown closer. He's never really been that guy. What they needed is somebody they can trust. He throws strikes, and he goes after hitters, and he's had success. And he's gotten better and better and better as he's gone. I mean, he's one of those guys that, I mean, he's always had arm strength, but he's gotten it. I mean, some guys get it late, and he has gotten it late. And I believe in our scouts when they tell us, you know, this guy's got guts. He's got that moxie that you need. Whether he actually performs when he's here in Philadelphia, that's another question.
Do you think
entirely.
It's sort of like Hoffman and Strom? It doesn't matter what he did 4 or 5 years ago and how they were perceived. It's a different pitcher now.
It is. I mean, you grow as a player. You grow as a, you know, I mean, professional athletes, you either grow or you don't. I mean, or you're out. And I think this is one of those guys that continues to grow and has gotten better and better. And I'm hopeful that he performs the way we all hope he'll perform. You just never know, but he certainly has shown over the last couple of years that he's gotten better and better.
All right, let's talk.
Has he gotten better to the point where he would be the everyday closer?
I think that would be Rob Thompson's. I think that's what he would love to have happen, but that's not necessarily going to happen until he sees him perform. I think he's going to get a few chances to pitch in the ninth inning and then, you know, see how it goes, and then I think Rob will then decide.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.